Hi gang, thanks for downloading this classic episode of News Fighters. Just a reminder, if you're looking for new original episodes of News Fighters, they're now over on the Irrational Fear podcast feed. So search for Irrational Fear on your podcasting app or go to irrationalfear.com for all new episodes of News Fighters. In the meantime, enjoy this classic News Fighters episode.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is News Fighters, where we fight the news so you don't have to.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to News Fighters for today, Friday, April 3rd, 2020. Now, before we get to the big Australian political news of the week, let's touch base with our coronavirus tone-deaf celebrities. And this week we have Weird Al Yankovic, who decided to mimic what's been happening in Europe by doing a concert on his balcony in LA on his accordion. Okay, Weird Al Yankovic was playing the song Classical Gas there. I don't know. I suppose it could have been worse. I mean, imagine if he dedicated this to all the frontline healthcare workers. Okay, also in the US, the CBS TV network put together a feel-good package of its celebrities wishing us all well through the pandemic. Because if there's one thing we all love, it's millionaire TV stars telling us we're all in this together and we should all just smile more.
We are all in this together.
We're all in this together.
We're all in this together.
We are all in this together.
We want you to know that you are not alone.
You're not alone.
You're not.
We're still connected.
We're still us.
We can still laugh.
And smile.
Still share moments.
And be happy.
Oh, great. The kid who plays young Sheldon is telling me to be happy. Thanks, kid who plays young Sheldon. You know what would make me happy is you paying my rent. Are you going to pay my rent, young Sheldon? Okay. Sorry, I got to snap out of it. Let's get back to Australia, where this week we finally had the socialist revolution we've all been waiting for, commanded by Comrade ScoMo himself. First thing they did was nationalise the payroll of a lot of small and medium-sized businesses.
The government to spend $130 billion on wages for companies hit by the shutdown.
$130 billion paid to businesses to keep 6 million workers employed, even if there's no work.
Yes, the government's going to pay people, even if there's no work to do. That's the kind of thing Fidel Castro would be proud of. Okay, and next in the socialist revolution, they nationalised the private hospitals.
Private hospitals are being handed more than $1 billion to effectively merge with the public health system.
Building surge capacity by temporarily turning private hospitals public.
And finally, the socialist revolutionaries won over the parents by effectively nationalising all the childcare.
All childcare will be free.
The Prime Minister has announced free childcare, something we never thought we'd see in Australia.
Yes, and if you listen carefully, you can tell by the tone of a voice there that there's no way they're giving this back in a hurry.
The Prime Minister has announced free childcare.
But it won't stop there. Next, the ScoMo socialists are coming for the airlines.
Virgin Australia's come knocking. The prospect of taxpayers becoming owners of private companies doesn't stop at aviation.
God, the socialist nationalisation of Australian industry under this so-called conservative liberal government was so swift and decisive, it even impressed Comrade Bernie Sanders.
Well, I thought it was
pretty good.
Yeah, we should have seen it coming. I mean, Sky News talking head and former Liberal Minister Bronwyn Bishop has been warning us about the socialist takeover for years.
We've seen again and again, haven't we, the infiltration of our institutions by socialism, which wants to destroy the country as we know it.
Has anyone checked on Bronwyn Bishop? I'm worried she might fly a helicopter into a building. In fact, the entire somersault of political sides this week has meant that everyone over at the Murdoch-owned Sky News is sounding like they work at Green Left Weekly.
And I have no dramas whatsoever writing a cheque for those people who are in that Centrelink line.
It really has exposed, hasn't it, Rowan, about how many people live paycheck to paycheck.
You know, rents, there's an organisation that's trying to stop rent being paid. There's these sorts of measures are really critical.
The big foreign multinationals, well, they'll get by because they'll cut costs. They'll keep on their fat cat executives, yet they'll jettison ordinary workers to survive.
Yeah, we're in some kind of bizarro world here when the Sky News commentators are talking up the welfare state, hating on rich fat cat multinationals and landlords, and even talking about wanting to protect the lives of foreigners off our borders in boats.
I think we do have a responsibility to treat people who are critically ill, who are on our border and who could die.
What the hell happened this week? Take me back to the before times. I want to go back. God, I'll tell you what, after this week, I don't know what to expect next. Peter Dutton might open an orphanage. Corey Bernardi might become a gay marriage celebrant. Bob Catter might marry a crocodile. And there'll be free weed dispensary place. Anyway. Okay, that's enough about the forthcoming socialist utopia. Now let's move on to our quickly disappearing civil liberties. Things have been moving very quickly in this part of the world as well. Now, if we go back to last week, Graham Ashton, the Victorian Chief Commissioner, summed everything up by saying this.
It's not a crime to be a dickhead.
Okay, so for those keeping track at home, last week it wasn't a crime to be a dickhead. But this week, the goalposts have shifted slightly.
In New South Wales, it's now illegal to sit in a park or stop for a coffee.
You shouldn't really be stationary anyway. You shouldn't really be sitting anywhere.
Yes, for a second I thought it was a really lame April Fool's gag. Hey guys, it's legal to sit down outside now. April Fool's. But then it turns out, no, it is actually a crime to sit down outside. But fear not. Channel 7 has found Australia's very own Rosa Parks.
But I'm an old lady. I need to sit down every now and again.
Ooh, what a rebel. Let's put her face on the $50 note in 20 years' time. You know, if money still exists. But don't worry, says New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller.
It's fine, Alan. We're not a police state. Just to be clear, we're not.
Yes, definitely not a police state.
This morning, officers in full riot gear move a father and son off the grass.
Whew, that's a relief. I feel reassured now. But some are still very confused by the laws. Mick Fuller wound up having to go on Sunrise to clarify that exercise is totally fine, but sitting down is not.
Can you sit in a park by yourself or with a friend?
No, you can't. My wife and girls get out every day. They go to the park, they kick the ball, they come straight home. Just don't sit down. Exercise is key, but go and do your exercise and then please go home.
Yes, completely normal times. I mean, Alan Jones himself summed it up by saying,
in New South Wales, under Section 10 of the Public Health Act, the penalty is imprisonment for 6 months, a fine of up to $11,000 or both, and a further $5,500 each day the offence continues. Now, I'm sorry, this is authority gone drunk.
Yes, authority gone drunk, which is also how you describe all the parents trying home teaching for the first time. Mick Fuller tried to simplify his argument.
The safest place at home is at home.
Thanks, Mick. Couldn't be clearer. In fact, the new laws are so draconian that even Sky News host Peter Stefanovic, when he was interviewing Mick Fuller, accidentally admitted to potentially breaking the law and then quickly tried to backtrack.
Just from walking around, when I drive home from work and go home, I can see that most people are obeying the rules.
Yeah, nice save, Peter. I'd hate to see what you'd be like in a homicide interview. Well, I was out murdering a guy. Oh, no, I mean walking. Oh, no, I mean exercising. Yes, that's right, exercising. Exercising, officer. Also in New South Wales, the Attorney General Mark Speakman was calling for common sense, as long as the common sense didn't involve sitting outside.
How about for people who just want to sit down on the grass and just look at the sun, just be under the sun? They might live in apartments, not actually have that outdoor space in their own homes. Is that an acceptable reason to be out?
Look, I think not. And I know
so you have to be moving.
Look, you should be moving. There's a degree of common sense about this.
Yes, a degree of common sense. You know, where everyone without a backyard goes to jail if they try and read a book in the sun. Common sense. All I'm calling for is common sense. Yes, and if you're like me and you're an apartment dweller who one day dreams of being able to legally have a coffee outside again, well, I've got the legal loophole for you. Get ready for exercise coffee.
Hi, you still doing coffees? Yeah, can I get a large flat white, thanks? Okay, I got my coffee. Look, there's a bench. Not allowed to sit there. Look, there's a patch of grass. Not allowed to sit there either. It's exercise coffee time. So yeah, got to run and have my exercise coffee. Okay, guys, I got a little bit drenched trying to run and drink my exercise coffee. Maybe we should be allowed to sit down and drink a coffee. Just a thought.
Yeah, maybe don't run that fast. Well, don't worry, if you are stuck at home 7 days a week, there is some good news for your anxiety.
As the economy falters and jobs are shed, the state government is triggering extraordinary orders to help stem the bleeding. Construction sites can now operate 7 days a week.
Oh, fantastic. All the building sites operating 7 days a week. You know what my Zoom meetings need more of? WestConnect's construction noise. Yeah, and the police are out in force, cracking down on people who aren't exercising enough. But don't worry, says New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller.
I've asked police to show a high level of discretion. Our power of discretion is one of our most powerful powers. And we've asked police to go out and show high levels of discretion.
Yes, you know the New South Wales Police will use their discretion wisely, just like they do when they, you know, routinely strip search underage kids.
Police have been accused of illegally strip searching at least 25 children at a music festival in Sydney's West. New figures show that more than 120 girls, some as young as 12, have gone through the process in the past 3 years. The Greens say the policy is tantamount to state-sanctioned child sexual assault.
Yes, and speaking of them overstepping their powers, back in January on Newsfighters, we did an episode on the Western Sydney hip-hop group 1-4, whose national tour the New South Wales Police shut down because they were worried their songs could incite illegal activity.
Do you see them singing those lyrics? Does that contribute to the ongoing tension from your perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe it incites the violence.
Yeah, the New South Wales Police even tried getting their music banned and taken off streaming services because they were worried it could incite illegal gang activity.
Creation is a must. I know maybe if so, but we invest in shanks and shivs, and if there's beef, we take it.
And now, given that under the coronavirus lockdown, a lot of previously everyday activities are now illegal, I'm a bit worried the New South Wales Police are going to crack down on a lot of other songs.
Let's go surfing now.
Illegal.
Sitting on a dock of the bay.
Banned.
Saturday in the park.
Go to jail.
A pool party is a cool party.
Illegal gathering.
Come give me a hug.
Not allowed.
Take me down to the paradise.
Local residents only. Legally ambiguous, but if you say the officer on duty it's passive exercise, it should be allowed at their discretion. Okay, look, in all seriousness, stopping the virus is our number one priority, but these are dark times for civil liberties in Australia. Thankfully, most of the public health orders have 90-day sunset clauses on them, but this was one of the first guys charged in New South Wales.
A 39-year-old windscreen washer in Chester Hill.
And all of a sudden you realise that maybe part of these laws stopping people going outside is not just to stop the virus, but also to stop people going out and protesting, and also to stop the over 1 million non-permanent residents in Australia who have no access to Centrelink or welfare from going out and begging and busking or vending on the streets when they just can't make rent in a couple of weeks and get evicted. And we probably start hunting them for sport, to be honest. Maybe Alan Jones is right, and Australia is starting to look like
authority gone drunk.
Okay, and now on Newsfighters, to distract us from all the bad coronavirus stuff, we've decided to hire a sports reporter. Let's cross via video chat to our sports reporter, Stefan Pazur. How are you going, Stefan?
I'm great, thank you. Yourself?
Good. Now, what's happening in the world of sports? Tell me all the latest from the NCAA March Madness.
Cancelled. Yes.
They cancelled the basketball.
Yeah, that's gone. That's been axed.
Okay, well, that's right. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the basketball. What about the rugby league, the NRL season? What is it in? What round are they up to now? Second round? Third round?
It's all cancelled.
What? But they couldn't have cancelled the NRL.
It's been suspended.
What about the AFL? They're big, strong men. They'll fight through anything, right?
Cancelled.
Really? The AFL?
Cancelled.
Okay.
Hibernation.
All right. Look, you're a soccer fan. What's happening in the soccer here in Australia? Sydney FC, I know, has been playing a great season. How are they doing?
They're cancelled.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
I really don't pay much attention to sport, do I?
Probably not.
Okay, so what's left? We got the Olympics to look forward to. Surely everyone's getting excited for the Olympics.
That's been cancelled.
Cancelled? Really?
It's been moved for next year.
That's crazy. So I have some bad news. We hired you to be our sports reporter, but if there's no sport, we're going to have to let you go. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't really have anything at the moment. Shit.
All right. Well, we'll have to leave it there. But do you have any? Do you have a thought for the day for all your fans at home?
If you get a chance to play sport, do it safely at home with a mask on, by yourself, so no tackling.
Okay, mate. Thanks for that.
You too.
Yes, that's Newsfighters for today. It was written and produced by me, Dylan Bain. And if you're enjoying the show, tell your friends to listen and subscribe, or anyone else who needs to laugh at the world right now, which I think is a lot of people. Or you can subscribe on YouTube or buy us a coffee. The links are in the show notes. I'm Dylan Bain. Keep washing your hands, and bye for now.
This is Newsfighters, where we fight the news so you don't have to.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.